call. Secure all cargo. All passengers aboard.
Cargo secured. All passengers boarded, sir.
All hands stand by. Engine room, reverse one quarter. Bowman, cast off bow line.
Aye, aye, sir. Bow line away.
Engine room, ahead one quarter. Sound last bell. Leadman, sound off. Give me a depth reading by the mark.
By the mark. Halfway.
Look off to the port side there. Every now and then, the water under that crest of rock comes to a natural boil and spurts out all over the place like a tea kettle left on the fire too long. The Indians around here used to tell me these geysers were actually unfriendly spirits, upset by uninvited trespassers traipsing all over their sacred hunting ground. Be that as it may, that's Big Thunder Mountain poking up in the sky over there. The Indians named it that because of the sound the falls used to make when the big rains came. Then the miners and prospectors and get-rich-quick speculators showed up, and the name stuck because of the sound of blasting powder going off every few minutes. There's not so much blasting these days, just ghost stories about a runaway mine train loaded down with simple-hearted, terror-filled folks like you.
Captain, there's trouble off starboard deck. Settlers' cabin's aflame. Deck watch, stand alert.
Aye, aye, sir.
Crew, stand ready.
Well, Sam, looks like the reports of river pirates out this way are true. Well, you can see for yourself what low-down, no-good, mangy varmints they are. Well, I haven't heard of them attacking any river boats, but a few keel boats have had run into them. Not much we can do now except to leave word at the next port that trouble's still stirring out this way.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll be. Look who's drifted out of the bayou. Off to port, Captain. It's Beacon Joe.
Old Beacon's been marking this river for longer than I can remember. Every time the river cuts a new channel, Old Beacon puts out a marker to let us know whether it's safe to travel or not. However, Sam here has been bragging that if push came to shove, he could navigate the Liberty Bell on a heavy dew. Isn't that so, Sam?
Well, I was born humble, Captain, but mostly it's worn off. Captain, Indian village to port.
Now that's something you don't see much out this way. That's an Algonquin Indian village. Looks to be from the Powhatan tribe. Usually they stay further east. I've seen Seminole and Miami this far west, and of course Shoshone, Blackfeet, and Crow, but I've never seen Algonquins out here.
Lots of game out this way. I've seen moose and deer and plenty of other critters along the shoreline.
Could be why the Powhatans are out this far. You know, just following the food trail. That other village off to port has been here a while. Most of the Indians along the river don't quite know what to make of our steamboat. They call it Penelor, which means fire canoe, because of the smoke and sparks pouring out of our docks there. The first time we passed this way, they thought it was the return of one of their heavenly messengers. They said our riverboat was a comet of the sun. Just beyond the village, up that hill, is their sacred burial ground. And those who fall in battle are placed atop the traditional bed of death. After nightfall, they'll return to mourn the great warriors who brought honor to the tribe.
Attention deck watch. Shoals to port and starboard. Engine room, steady on.
We're entering shallow water, but there's no cause for worry. Sam knows every shoal and shallow, every snag and sandbar in this part of the river, and he'll navigate us through to safe water. You wouldn't steer us wrong, would you, Sam?
I believe we ought never to do wrong, Captain, especially when others are looking. Leadsman, sing out.
By the mark, for the last three.
Shallow along this stretch of the river. The leadsmen call out the depth. Each mark is a fathom or 6 feet. Mark 20 is 2 fathoms, and for us that means safe water.
Captain, we're passing Cutthroat Corner. Attention deck crew, stay alert. If there's river pirates out here, this is where they'll most likely be. Yep, I can hear them from here. But from all the commotion, it sounds like their interests lie elsewhere. If you folks on deck look past the trees on the island, that's Fort Langhorne. Most of these old forts started out as trading posts. Then as settlers started heading west, the army came in and took them over. My feeling is, these days,
There's a lot less frontier and a lot more civilization than is truly necessary. Liegeman, give me a depth reading. Sing out.
By the mark. Halfway. Mark one. Mark three. No bottom. Save water.
Mansion back over yonder there in the woods? I've heard folks hereabouts say it's haunted. They say it was built on sacred Indian burial grounds, so now it's filled with spirits. If you ask me, I'd say the ones telling those tales are the ones filled with spirits. If you want proof, just ask them. They got it. About 100 proof, I reckon. And whatever you do, don't strike any matches if they aim to breathe in your direction, or you won't just be seeing ghosts. You'll be joining them. We're approaching Liberty Square, which is home port for us. We'll be putting into dock shortly, so those of you on the upper two decks might be of a mind to collect all your parcels and head to the lower deck. If you got youngins, you'll want to take them in hand before they get out of hand. On behalf of the captain, myself, and the crew, thanks for plying the waterways with us, and I hope I see you next time round the river bend.
Thanks, Sam, and thank you, everyone, for traveling the rivers of America with us today.
Engine room, approach levee at 1/4 steam. Man the bow line. Purser, check freight and cargo. All hands prepare to dock. All passengers, stand by to go ashore.